You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Consider the Beehive, a masterpiece of collective effort and silent diligence. Each bee contributes to the hive's survival without the need for grand announcements. This harmonious silence speaks volumes about the power of quiet perseverance and unwavering purpose. Similarly, there are moments in our lives when God calls us to move in silent diligence, trusting in His timing without feeling the need to broadcast our every move. Today, we'll explore the transformative power of these quiet periods, understanding how they shape our character, refine our patience, and prepare us for the great plans that God has in store for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Psalm 141, verse 3, reminds us, "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." This profound verse is not just a plea for restraint in speech, but a call to embrace the wisdom and power of silence in our lives. Just as each bee in the hive contributes silently yet significantly to the collective goal, this verse reminds us that our silent diligence is a vital component of God's master plan. Indeed, while there is a time and place for everything under the heavens, as Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 reminds us, there are also sacred moments in our lives when God beckons us to embrace a season of silent diligence. These are the times when the wisdom of heaven guides us to move quietly, trusting profoundly in His perfect timing. It's in these moments, away from the urge to announce our every step, that we find true alignment with God's intricate plan. These periods, though quiet, are filled with purposeful action and steadfast faith, underscoring the profound truth that sometimes our most powerful move is to stand still and let God's will unfold in His divine schedule. As we embark on today's exploration, let's allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in recognizing that the quiet periods in our lives are not mere pauses. In fact, they are pivotal phases, intricately designed by God to mold our character, refine our patience, and equip us for the extraordinary destiny He has carefully prepared for us. Let us open our hearts to the transformative power of silent obedience, trusting in His timing and in the silent work He does within us. Now, let us consider the power of silence. In a world that often equates noise with action and success, the power of silence is frequently underestimated. The Bible, however, reveals that silence is a strategic and wise approach in many of God's plans. It shows us that sometimes being silent is not a sign of doing nothing, but a meaningful choice that can lead to wisdom and understanding. Silence can be a form of trust. Let us reflect on the story of Joseph. Genesis 37, verses 5 to 8, reveals how his openness about his prophetic dreams, particularly to his brothers, sparked a chain of events driven by envy and betrayal. Joseph's candid sharing of his visions, though innocent and truthful, ignited a fierce jealousy within his brothers, setting in motion a journey of challenges and ultimate triumph that Joseph could never have foreseen. This story serves as a powerful lesson, reminding us of the importance of wisdom and discretion, even among those closest to us. It teaches us that the deepest stirrings of our hearts, when shared, can sometimes set unexpected events into motion. However, it was during his silent years in prison that Joseph truly developed a deep trust in God. Genesis 39, verse 21 tells us, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." He didn't boast about his righteousness or continually proclaim his visions. Instead, he silently trusted in God's timing. This period of silence was instrumental in God's plan to elevate Joseph from a prisoner to the governor of Egypt, proving that silent trust can lead to divine elevation. Silence can serve as a form of protection. Nehemiah's task to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem was a mission filled with potential opposition. Nehemiah 2, verses 12 to 16, illustrates that he chose to assess the walls in silence, under the cover of night. Nehemiah 2, verse 12 reveals, "Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animal with me, except the one on which I rode." His silence was a shield, protecting the vision that God placed in his heart from ridicule and opposition. Through this strategic silence, the walls were rebuilt, a testament to the power of guarding God's plans until the appointed time for revelation. This underscores a profound truth, that sometimes we speak more than is necessary, not realizing that in the economy of God's wisdom, sometimes our silence can be our strongest.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything, from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
Fortress. My friends. Like a seed buried in the ground, shielded from the elements, our dreams, when kept in the safety of God's timing, are protected from premature exposure that could lead to destruction. Psalm 91, verse 1 reminds us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." In these seasons of silence, we are hidden under God's wings, safe from the plans of the enemy and the premature judgment of others. It's in these moments of silent trust that our faith is fortified, our spirits are nurtured, and our paths are divinely aligned with His perfect plan. As we rest in the shadow of the Almighty, we can trust that our silent seasons are not times of stagnation, but sacred intervals of preparation, where every hidden dream is being intricately woven into the fabric of God's grand plan. Silence can also serve as a strategy for growth. Jesus Christ, our perfect example, often withdrew from the crowds to spend time in silence with the Father. These moments away from the public eye were not times of inactivity, but were crucial for spiritual rejuvenation and communion with God. Luke 5, verse 16, assures us, "So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." In these periods of silence, Jesus found strength, direction, and intimacy with the Father, equipping him for the public ministry that lay ahead. His silent moments were strategic, allowing for growth, reflection, and alignment with God's will. Let us seek to understand the seasons of silence. In the same way that nature gracefully transitions through its seasons, our spiritual journey is interwoven with various seasons of silence, each holding its own purpose and inherent beauty. These periods are integral to our spiritual evolution, offering times for introspection, growth, and a deeper connection with our inner selves and the divine. Like chapters in a book, these seasons of silence add depth and meaning to our life story, reminding us that every moment of quiet is a significant and purposeful stride in our continuous journey of faith. Seasons of silence are sometimes seasons of preparation. In the silence of a shepherd's life, David was prepared for kingship. Those quiet years were not wasted. They were a divine curriculum in leadership, faith, and courage. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 2 beautifully illustrates this period of preparation in David's life. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Similarly, our seasons of silence are often God's way of preparing us for the great works that He has planned for us. In these times, we are called to be still, to trust, and to allow God to work in and through us. It's in the quiet that we learn to discern His voice, to cultivate faith that can move mountains, and to build the courage to face giants. In these times of stillness, God whispers His secrets, shares His wisdom, and fortifies our hearts for the journey ahead. We are reminded that our shepherd leads us, and in His guidance, we shall find everything we need as we embrace these silent seasons. Let us do so with the assurance that God is actively at work, shaping our destiny and crafting our story, one silent, sacred moment at a time. Seasons of silence are also seasons of maturity. Sometimes, God keeps our plans hidden as a form of protection, Silence allows for growth and maturity. Luke 2, verse 52 tells us, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men." Just as Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man, we too are called to grow. And sometimes growth happens best in the quiet places, away from the clamor of the world. In these silent seasons, we are molded and shaped by the hands of the potter, transformed into vessels fit for his use. Looking back on my own path, I clearly remember those quiet times I've come to call my wilderness experiences. During these periods, my spiritual growth and understanding soared as I spent quality time with God. These silent stretches weren't empty or wasted. Instead, they were filled with a deep connection to God and were times of immense spiritual growth, not just in faith, but in understanding and revelation. Each silent moment was a step towards a more resilient, enlightened version of myself. My friends, in moments of silence, away from the world's relentless pace, we find a sacred space for introspection as well as personal and spiritual growth. It's in the stillness that we can truly listen, allowing God's whispers to shape our thoughts and His wisdom to guide our steps. Just as a plant needs the quiet, nurturing darkness of the earth to germinate and strengthen its roots, our souls too need these quiet seasons to deepen our roots in faith. Isaiah 40, verse 31, promises us, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." In these times of divine sculpting, we are not idle, but actively participating in a process of spiritual refinement. Letting go of what no longer serves us and embracing the new shape the potter has destined for us. As we surrender to this process, we emerge from these silent seasons, not just older, but wiser, stronger, and more aligned with God's purpose, ready to soar on the wings of His vision for our lives. Let us now turn our attention to the wisdom in holding your peace. Firstly, there is discernment in speech. Proverbs 17, verse 28 tells us, "Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive." There is wisdom in measuring our words, in discerning the right time to speak and the right time to hold our peace. In our silence, we give room for God's voice to be the loudest in our lives, guiding us and offering us His divine wisdom. The art of discernment in speech is not just about withholding words, but about creating a space for divine guidance to fill our minds and hearts. In the quiet moments when we choose to listen rather than speak, we open ourselves to the subtle nudges and profound insights that only come from a deep connection with God. This silence is not an absence of communication, but a rich, purposeful dialogue with our Creator, where we allow His wisdom to permeate our thoughts and influence our actions. As we practice this sacred pause, we cultivate a spiritual sensitivity that discerns not just the right words, but also the right actions, aligning our will with God's perfect plan. Let us truly understand the value of each word we speak, therefore ensuring that when we do choose to break our silence, our words are not just our own, but a reflection of the wisdom and love that God has instilled within us. Secondly, consider the strength of a controlled tongue. James compares the tongue to a small rudder, able to steer large ships. James 3 verses 3 to 4 tells us, Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Controlling our speech, choosing silence over idle words, can steer our life in the direction of God's will and purpose. And thirdly, there lies profound peace in the act of waiting. Psalm 46, verse 10, invites us. Be still, and know that I am God. There is a profound peace that comes from trusting God in the silent seasons, from knowing that He is at work even when the world around us is loud and chaotic. In these moments of stillness, we find a deep connection with our Creator, a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's in this divine stillness that the noise of life fades away, allowing us to hear the gentle, reassuring voice of God guiding us. This serene tranquility reminds us that in God's perfect timing, all things fall into place, reaffirming our faith in His sovereign plan. Embracing this quietude, we allow God's presence to fill our hearts, ensuring that even in the wait, we are profoundly anchored in His peace. Now, let us embrace God's silent guidance. In silence, we find the space to listen to God's voice, to discern His will, and to align our plans with His. Like the bees in the hive, each of us has a role, a purpose that often requires silent dedication and trust in the Master's plan. In this quiet surrender, let us remember that we are not passive, but actively engaged in a spiritual dialogue where God's whispers become clear directives for our lives. It's in these hushed moments that we can truly understand the depth of His love and the precision of His guidance, enabling us to move with confidence even when the path seems uncertain. As we embrace this silent guidance, our steps become synchronized with the divine rhythm, leading us not just towards our destiny, but also towards a deeper, more intimate relationship with our Creator. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Lord Almighty, I come before you today in awe of your majesty and righteousness. You are the creator of the heavens and earth, the giver of life and the master of all wisdom. Your works are marvelous, and your ways are perfect. I praise you, Lord, for you are holy, righteous, and worthy of all glory and honor. Lord, I thank you for the countless blessings you have showered upon me and my loved ones. Your grace and mercy are new every morning, and your faithfulness is my shield and strong tower. Thank you for the gift of this new day, the gift of life, and for your goodness towards me each day. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me for the times I have failed to trust in your silence, for the moments when I have spoken, when you called for quiet, and for the instances where I have moved, when you instructed me to be still. As I seek your forgiveness, I also extend forgiveness to those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness and resentment in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the wisdom to discern the seasons of silence in my life. Grant me the strength to trust in your silent guidance, to protect the vision you have placed in my heart, and to grow in the quiet times you ordain. I declare that any plan of the enemy to disrupt your purpose in my life is nullified. I rebuke the spirit of confusion, doubt, and fear, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. Merciful Father, I seek the touch of your healing hand, the breakthrough of your mighty power, the freedom of your deliverance, and the shield of your protection over myself and my loved ones. Let your healing dissolve every sickness, every disease, every pain and discomfort. Lord, restore us to a place of health and vitality. In places where progress has been hindered, let your breakthrough uproot obstacles, making way for your blessings to flow in our lives. In areas where we felt bound or oppressed, bring your deliverance, liberating our spirits. In all our coming and going, wrap us in your protective embrace, ensuring that no harm will overtake us, for under your watchful eyes, we find our refuge and strength. Lord, as I say this prayer, together, with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. In unity, we come before you, asking for your blessings. Lord, heal our wounds, soothe our pains, and mend our broken spirits. Protect us from the attacks of the enemy, whether they come in the form of physical ailment, emotional distress, or spiritual warfare. Extend these same blessings to our loved ones, covering them with your unfailing love and protection. Lord, as we navigate through the silent seasons, help us to understand your purpose. Teach us to be still and know that you are God. In these moments, fill us with your Holy Spirit, granting us patience, endurance, and the assurance of your presence. As we stand in agreement, praying for one another, let your will be done in our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of Jesus, you can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.